going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And this morning we're visiting Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, a ministry of the Felician Sisters of North America. The school was founded back in 1932 as Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Academy for girls who aspired to join the Felician Sisters. Olsh, as it is known, became co-ed in a wonderful year, 1970. That is the year that I was born. And among the many awards over the years, Olsh was named the Catholic Honor Roll School of Excellence by Cardinal Newman Society in 2014. Each student at Olsh has a wide range of opportunities to choose from and is well prepared to find success in higher education. And my guests this morning are Tim Plosniak, who is the principal at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School, and high school senior Matthew Tanzos, who is a senior at Olsh. Tim and Matthew, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father. Great to be here.
Thank you very much, Father.
And it's great to feature Olsh. I know the school very well. When I was the co-vocation director many, many years ago, walked those halls and visited your wonderful students. And as the pastor of St. James in Swickley, a lot of parishioners from Swickley went over to Olsh.
So. Came over to Olsh. A lot of great students coming out of St. James.
That's right. Near and dear to my heart. They're in the beautiful Coriopolis Moon Township area. Now, Tim, you started at Olsh as a social studies teacher back in 1985.
Yeah.
This is your ninth year at principal already. I remember when you were teaching and then when you became principal. Give us an overview of what makes your high school such a special place, starting with all the opportunities that you offer the students at Olsh.
You know, it really is such a special place. Just a year or so ago, we did a survey of our families, and one of the things, the two words that came out that parents identify with our school are both family and community. And we're very much a family, a very tight-knit family and community, and provide an amazing number of opportunities for our students. Certainly, we have some exceptional sports opportunities and award-winning theater, but it goes well past that. This year, we're offering a new dance program. Our STEM club last year, which got underway, participated in an international competition, placing fourth overall. We have an award-winning forensics program, and we send students to the nationals in forensics, both for the state and the Catholic. And one of the things I've always been impressed about our school with regard to activities is students who have their own niche. They want to start a club. And I'll give you an example. A young lady came to me last year and said, Mr. Plosniak, I'm really interested in opera. Can we start an opera club? And I said, do you think other kids are interested?
Wow.
Absolutely. So she found one of the teachers to help sponsor it. And this year we have an opera club. And I think it's just fantastic that kids have the freedom to do that.
That's wonderful. So the kids actually bring ideas faculty and the staff and hear opera. I mean, who does that? That's wonderful. That's great.
And we've always had a number of kids who are interested in opera, mm-hmm. Through our fine arts program. And now we have an opportunity to grow it.
That enhances activities, too.
Absolutely.
Now, the five Felician core values are an mm-hmm. important part of Olsch. Tell us what they are and how students learn and live by them, because that's important.
Our identity really is based around the Felician sisters mm-hmm. and the five core values: respect for human dignity, compassion, transformation, solidarity with the poor, and justice and peace. And we start freshman year, and every student who comes in, whether they're a freshman or a transfer upperclassman, we have a semester-long course called Felician Core Values. And Mrs. Sternagel, who's a fantastic educator, talks about the history of the sisters. The kids learn about the sisters, the school, the importance of our school in relation to the community, and how important the values are to them. And then we begin to implement them in a variety of ways. Obviously, it's the mission of the school to do that. They really cut across our curriculum all the way to senior year. The senior project is called Felician Values Fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So it includes a number of service opportunities related to the core values, and of course a presentation to the faculty at large. And it's something that we've been doing now as a course for about 8 years, and it's really taken hold of our faculty and staff, and we've really embraced it.
That's great. That's incredible. Now, Matthew, you're from Collier Township and Our Lady of the Grace Parish in Scott Township. Father David Bonner is your administrator,
yes.
A great priest, a good friend of mine. How did you happen to choose Olsch for high school, coming from Our Lady of Grace?
So whenever my family and I started to look for high schools, we didn't even really know about Olsch. We lived in the South Hills. Olsch was in Coriopolis, not... They're sort of close by, but not right next to each other. So
Interstate 79.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whenever we were looking for high schools, we thought we were going to stay local, but we really wanted to find a school that we would fit in and that we really had opportunity to succeed. Me and my twin sister Madison.
That's right. You're a twin.
Yes,
too. That's great. My dad's a twin too.
Oh. So we were going to open houses, and just what stuck out about Olsch was its two main things. First of all, the facilities are great. It's a great building, great new building. It's amazing look, and it's there's so much to do there. There's 3D printers. The facilities are great. And then, but most of all, the most important part was the atmosphere that you could even see just in open house. Mm-hmm. It's the teachers were all very kind. It's everyone, all the tour guides, the student ambassadors that were leading us around. We're all very welcoming and very supportive. So whenever my sister and I, whenever we went to open house, we were like, yeah, we want to go.
That sold you.
So, yeah.
Coming from the South Hills, it's not that far, too. I mean, yeah. Coming from 79 and then mm-hmm. heading off there to Coriopolis exit. So I've driven past that very many times and very quick to get there. Now, Matthew, you've been named to the National Merit Scholarship semifinalist and serve as president of Olsch's chapter of the National Honor Society, which is, congratulations, that's incredible.
Thank you very much.
To do that. You've also taken AP or advanced placement courses and are a regular on the Olsch Honor Roll. How have your teachers helped you to succeed academically? Because that's such a great achievement.
They've been incredible in helping me. It's what about our teachers? It's they're not just about get the highest grades possible and move on. They're about truly helping us learn as people, and they help build up the students both as students and as just all around good people. So I contribute a large portion of my success to the teachers that I've had, definitely.
Nice. Now, Tim, as you see, I have my coffee cup from Notre Dame here early this morning to keep me bright and early and keep me awake. Tell our listeners about the AP Advantage program and the partnership with the University of Notre Dame, because that's great. Go Irish.
It's fantastic. It is an incredible relationship. We were presented with an opportunity to be adopted by the University of Notre Dame for a program that involves advanced placement courses. Mm-hmm. And we have a very generous benefactor who supported this program in a variety of ways. And we're now entering our fourth year. And the AP Advantage program provides an exceptional amount of training and support for our faculty so that they're able to make sure our students are learning everything they need to do to succeed at AP on the AP exams. And at the same time, it provides a financial incentive for both the students and the teachers when it comes to being successful on the AP exam. And for example, for a student who scores a 3 on a on an AP exam, they get $100, a 4, $150, and if you get a 5, you get $200. And of course, if you take multiple tests and succeed, it adds up. And the benefit for the teacher, aside from the success of their students, which is the most important benefit, they get the same amount. So if their students succeed, and they get a, the student gets a financial incentive, so do our teachers. So this past year, in fact, just last week, we had Karen Morris, who's the director of the program from Notre Dame. She was in town to help present checks to all the students and teachers in the amount of over $29,000.
Oh, my gosh.
We've grown this program from 2017 when we had 41 tests taken. This year we'll have 181 tests, AP tests taken, a 311% increase. And we've really been able to grow it with the help of the University of Notre Dame. Their association has meant so much for us, but our benefactor continues to support us, and that's been a huge benefit to the students like Matt and to the teachers who help our kids succeed.
And do other does Notre Dame do this for other high schools across the country?
That's a really good question. We are the only school in the United States outside the state of Indiana. So we are the model for them right now. And that's actually fantastic. I was talking with Karen Morris about this. They're using us as a model to possibly expand further across the United States. But it's been an incredible success.
That's fantastic. And not only does it benefit the students, but the teachers too. And it's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win all the way around. Yeah. And I have to throw in one more thing here about the AP Advantage. If there's a course that we don't offer, and students qualify, our benefactor helps students to take courses through Johns Hopkins University, their CTYs, their Center for Talented Youth Program. We've expanded our course offerings from 4 or 5 years ago to right now we have 13 AP offerings. But if we don't have it and you want to take it, there's another opportunity.
Wow. Now, this program is in it's for all the students?
For all those who qualify for the AP program,
AP
yes.
Program. And coming in freshmen through senior?
We've had freshmen who've taken AP courses from freshman through senior year, absolutely. And Matt is one of the ones who took advantage of the AP program through Johns Hopkins University.
That's great. And how was your, how was this, Matt, for you to go through that AP program?
It was great. Yeah, it was. I was very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do that. That I wanted to take AP U.S. History my sophomore year, and it was awesome to get the opportunity to take an online class, something I hadn't really done before, but something that's really beneficial to help with self-discipline, especially going into college. So it was a really beneficial experience for me, and it was really good. I really liked it. So.
And they challenge you, too. So
oh, yes,
it's not
definitely.
Like it's an easy thing to do, and it's extra work for you. Mm-hmm. But all that hard work really pays off, and the incentives are there, too. And then you can also look at your other classmates, too, and say, hey, we're all in this together. And the teacher's there to help you, too, and it's a win-win situation.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Yes. What a great program to be having that. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lawanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning we are featuring Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, also known as OLSH. And my special guests this morning are Tim Plosnack, who is the principal at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, and high school senior Matthew Tanzos, who are with me this morning. Now, Matthew, we were talking during the break. You've done more at OLSH than just hit the books. We highlighted in the first segment the advanced placement courses, the AP courses, but you've also played sports and you have other interests like flying. What have you been involved in? Because that's a nice variety about flying planes and being in sports plus being a nice scholar.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle at times,
wow.
But I've played hockey for a while, played it since I was 8.
Go out for the Penguins in the future.
Yeah. But so I played for our school team last year and this year. We co-op with a few other high schools, so we don't have our own pure team. But as Mr. Plosnick was saying earlier, that if there isn't something that we offer, you can sort of make your own. And that's sort of what me and one of my friends did last year. We wanted to play hockey, so we sort of formed a co-op with a few other high schools. So I played on that team last year, and I'm playing again on that team this year. And I am also a student pilot, so I fly out of Allegheny County, and I just recently did my first solo. So
congratulations!
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Did you fly around the city, or was there a certain path that you flew over?
For the first one, we just did a few patterns just right near the airport. But then a week later, I went down to the practice area, which is a bit south of Pittsburgh. So all by myself, it's a bit scary, but it's a whole lot of freedom up there. So.
And or is this something that you think you'll pursue in the future?
I'm not fully sure yet. Right now, it's just something I want to do for recreation, but you never know. You never know what life will take
you. We have a priest that's a pilot, flies planes, Father Joseph McCafferty, who is the pastor of Holy Spirit Parish up in Lawrence County. And he flies his own plane, too. So maybe you can be a priest in the future. Fly the plane. Be a lot closer to heaven. Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, Tim, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School pulled off a rarity in sports last year. We were talking about hockey, but let's talk about what was that big secret.
Oh, my. Last year? It was an amazing year. We started with the WPIL Class A football championship in November.
Fantastic.
Which was fantastic. Our first WPIL football championship. And we followed that up with, in March, both the boys and girls basketball teams winning WPIL championships. And we're only one of three schools in the history of the WPIL to pull that off.
Fantastic.
So it's an elite group, and we're very proud to be part of that.
And the mascot is the
Chargers.
Chargers.
Absolutely.
Blue
Go
and
Chargers.
Gold, huh? Go Chargers.
Purple and gold.
Wow. Now let's talk about the theater arts program, too. We featured the sports, but also
I mentioned earlier.
Famous for,
I apologize. Yeah. I'm jumping over there, but I get so excited. We have an award-winning theater arts program. Every year we put on a musical theater presentation, and every year it gets nominations for Gene Kelly Awards. Last year we won the Best Musical for Gene Kelly Awards.
Wow.
And so that added to the legacy of the senior class who graduated last year, not only athletics, but also in the theater arts. And our theater program grows year round. They have summer programs they get involved in. They're getting ready for a fall play right now. There's a Christmas play as well. So it is truly year round. And upcoming next year, in August next year, they'll be going back to the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. It's the second time we've been invited to attend and participate, and they're already working on the play that they'll be setting up for next year in Edinburgh.
I think being in school musicals and plays is a lot of fun, and I personally remember I was in South Pacific, Hello Dolly, and The Sound of Music, and those were just
fantastic.
Great times and great memories. You bring a lot of friendships, so it's nice how Olsh can blend the sports, but also the theater and the arts, too, so all the kids become well-rounded, too, in the programs.
We talk about a holistic education, and it really does cut across all boundaries, and it's not unusual to have kids in theater and the sports and vice versa.
Right. That's great. Now, Matt, what would you say to an eighth grader who's looking at different high schools, and why would they consider attending Olsh?
So my main point of advice would be just go somewhere where you will fit in. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what all your friends are doing. Don't just follow the pack. Lead your own pack. It's like, for example, going from Our Lady of Grace, no one had really gone to Olsh from Our Lady of Grace. So but I truly felt compelled, and I truly felt like I would fit in at Olsh. That's where I decided to go. So that'll be my main point of advice. And I really think Olsh can be that school for anyone. There's so much to do at Olsh. There's a wide range of activities, and everyone there is very welcoming, which really helped me and my sister coming to Olsh, and they'll help anyone else that would decide to walk through those doors.
So your advice would be, when we'll be talking about open houses, go to the open houses, walk the halls, talk to the students, talk to the faculty.
Absolutely.
Really go shopping, go window shopping, just like you buy a car, you attend colleges, you have that shopping experience, so to speak. It's not just, oh, I'm going to go to such and such high school because my friends are going or because this is just what we've always done. Mm-hmm. And you and your sister are kind of like the trailblazers coming from Our Lady of Grace to go to Olsh, which is great. Now, Tim, Olsh also offers many service opportunities too. Can you tell our listeners what some of them are?
You know, the mission of our school includes, obviously, helping those in need. And, and that need is vast in a variety of areas. And as a school itself, while we don't require service each year for students, our students average over 35 hours of service per year on their own. It's absolutely fantastic. We work locally with a number of ministries, and certainly another Felician ministry, Mooncrest. We have a great relationship with them and do quite a bit with them. There's a ministry in Haiti, two ministries in Haiti that we provide support for as well, Kingstree, South Carolina. So a lot of the things that we do sort of within the Felician families, but at the same time, we want our students to go out and you know, take advantage of opportunities away from Olsh. The Franciscan Youth Conference in the summer, we send a number of students there. We do a retreat every year to Bethany Retreat Center in Frenchville. Notre Dame Vision, another opportunity for our kids. Again, another connection with Notre
Dame.
That's
a fantastic program, right? St. James Parish, kids go there.
You know what? I've never met someone, a student who came back and did not enjoy themselves and grow in their faith.
My nephews participated in that, and they loved that.
Just fantastic. And and then the Felicians themselves have their Seeds of Hope program as a leadership program for young ladies at our school. So we look for opportunities for the kids as well, and we want to make sure they are well-rounded.
Now, Matthew, we're at the end of October. You're in your senior year. What's ahead for you after you graduate coming up next June?
I wish I knew right now, but I'm going to go to college for business.
Business, okay.
Yes. So,
still looking at schools?
Yes, yeah. I'm still looking for the right fit, as I said.
Do your window shopping,
yes.
Right?
yeah, so I'm keeping my mind open. I'm looking at schools, and I know I'm going to end up where I'm supposed to end up. So
great. Now, Tim, we have you have two fall open houses coming up. When are they, and what's the best way for people to reach the admissions office?
Sunday, November 3rd, we have an open house from 11 until 2 in the afternoon. And then Thursday evening, November 7th, we have it from 6 to 8. And we always offer two for those people who can't make it on either one. The best way to get a hold of us, Jessica Selman, who is our director of admissions, her office number is 412-262-3300. And you can always get a hold of us through the Olsh website, www.olsh.org.
And I baptized Jessica's twins.
Did you really?
St. James, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great family.
Yes.
And she does a tremendous job at Olsh being in the admissions office.
She's an Olsh alum and one of my former students.
Yeah, that's great. Tim Plosnick and Matthew Tanzos, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. And this week in our Plus segment, we are featuring two open houses that are being held at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School in Coriopolis, Sunday, November the 3rd, and Thursday, November the 7th. And this is a great way to kind of walk the halls, meet the students, talk to the faculty, look at the facilities and the campus and walk around and really get to see what the school has to offer. Again, that is on Sunday, November the 3rd. From 11 to 2, and then also on Thursday, November the 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and Our Lady of Sacred Heart High School is located at 1504 Woodcrest Avenue. That's in Coriopolis. And for information, you can contact the school at 412-262-3300. That's 412-262-3300. The open houses at Our Lady of Sacred Heart High School coming up in a couple weeks, Sunday, November 3rd, 11 to 2, or on Thursday, November the 7th from 6 to 8. And it's a great way to kind of walk around, look at the facilities, talk to the students and the faculty and the staff, and see that. We'll see you at the open houses at Our Lady of Sacred Heart High School, November 3rd or November 7th. See you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.